Rashini Rajkumar back with you. I always like to kind of go beyond the headlines when we see those headlines or read them or you hear them on WCCO radio. And what's the next step? How can you take that information, whether it's triumph or tragedy, and improve your life, maybe prevent injury or even death? You've been hearing all morning a very sad situation about a much beloved hockey coach out of St. Michael in Albertville who was coaching some young people on November 26th, was wearing a helmet but did not have the chin strap fastened. He fell, hit his head, and this past Saturday, he died. He had a traumatic brain injury. It's something that affects a lot of people, probably more than you can imagine. And to get into that, I always turn to my show's expert contributor on TBI, and she is Amy Zellmer. She's in studio right now. Phone lines are open because this is a topic that I want you to get all the help you can get to prevent injury to you and your loved ones, as well as if you're coping with this right now, Amy has answers for you. 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. Amy, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I want to first of all get your take on this situation. The coach, I mean, he's required to wear these helmets and he didn't have the chin strap fastened.
Yeah, it's such a preventable tragedy. And, you know, I really feel for this family, but at the same time, it is such a learning opportunity to share. And, you know, about 12 years ago, the USA Hockey Association, they passed a law that coaches have to have their helmet on when they're on the ice. And he had it on, but he did not have his chin strap on. Therefore, the helmet fell off before he hit the ice. And it's just so tragic because that chin strap could have saved his life.
All right. Tell people who don't know a little bit about yours. And I know you're going on an anniversary in February of surviving your TBI. What happened to you? It's such a common thing, a common injury.
Mm-hmm. Well, I fell on the ice. I was walking down our driveway and I stepped on a patch of black ice and I had my little Yorkie in my arm. And so therefore I didn't break my fall at all. And I landed directly on the back of my head. And, you know, it happened in a split second. Now I have yak tracks. I recommend everybody get yak tracks
and
in the winter.
A little grip on your shoes.
Yep. You put them on your shoes. Yeah.
All right. And you have gone through a journey when it comes to treatment. Give us a snapshot of that and where you are with that.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, it took me 2.5 years to finally find a doctor who even understood anything. You know, I went to the neurologist, the neuro-ophthalmologist, the neuropsychologist, anybody with neuro in their name. And everybody just kept telling me, give it more time, nothing we can do. Finally, I did find Dr. Schmo at MFNC, and he was able to help me. And I would say, you know, I'm, like you mentioned, my anniversary is in February. It'll be 5 years. And I would say I'm at about 80 to 90% better.
That is amazing. And that was something when I talked to you not long after the injury initially, you probably couldn't have even predicted that.
No, uh-uh.
You couldn't have seen that light.
Right. Yep. It was very it was a very long journey, very isolating. I felt like nobody understood. Nobody knew what was going on.
Because what were some of the symptoms or what's happening when you're, you know, the after effect of a fall like that and TBI itself?
Yeah, I had chronic headaches every day, all day. I'd have a headache. Just incredible fatigue, short-term memory loss. I couldn't remember 10 minutes ago. Really incredibly frustrating. And people, you know, would be like, oh, I forget things all the time too. And it's like, no, this is different. You know, like we all have those moments where we go in the other room and we're like, what did I come in here for? But we eventually remember. But with this, it was like, it's just gone. It was like a black hole.
You'd have post-it notes all over, right?
Yes, yeah.
To remind yourself. I'm talking with Amy Zellmer. She is a traumatic brain injury survivor, turned activist and author. She is trying to prevent this for you and your family. She speaks all over the country on this topic. If you have a question for her or if you are a survivor yourself, I'd love to hear your story. It will help other listeners out there, folks. 651 or 866-989 9226. We'd love to be part of the solution. This listener is texting. I always tell people walking on slippery surfaces, never have your hands in your pockets. Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like you say, you had the dog in your hands, so you couldn't necessarily break the fall. But if you have your hands in the pockets, you can't do that either. So
right.
That's a great tip.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. I'm also thinking of prevention with people now thinking that it's not so icy because we're getting good temperatures. So tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, gosh. I walked out the door this morning and I noticed that where it drips off the side of the house, there was a big old ice slick. I noticed that right away. I'm much more observant of where there's ice. And for me, when I was walking down that driveway, it was underneath like some snow and it had been salted and sanded. So I totally didn't expect it to happen. That's why I wear Yak Tracks now, because it is when you don't expect it, right? It's when you're unprepared for it.
This listener always also saying HCMC, or now as it's called, Hennepin Health, was a top-notch TBI clinic program. So let's talk about that, just kind of the treatment, because this disease or TBI takes different forms, right? It can happen in different ways, and then the actual reaction in your brain and your body can be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's a saying, if you've seen one brain injury, you've seen one brain injury, because they're all incredibly different. It, you know, depends on where you hit your head, how hard you hit it, how many times you've hit it before. And that's, I think, what's so frustrating is everybody's symptoms can be so different. And the length of recovery, you know, like you and I could have the exact same injury, have totally different symptoms, and have totally different recoveries. So I know that's what's extremely frustrating for the patient and the healthcare providers. It is. It's hard to know, you know, if this works for her but not for him. You know, it is. It's challenging for a doctor.
All right. For this coach, it was in the hockey scenario, and there are a lot of sports these days. Football has talked a lot about concussion, NHL, soccer, a lot of professional sports, but this can happen at the junior level. It can happen to kids. We can't just think of this as a pro sports injury.
No, not at all. I mean, like you said, I fell on the ice, you know, car accident. That's a huge, that's like the number one cause. I think falls is number one and motor vehicle is number two. You know, some of the less common thought of brain injuries, a brain tumor, a stroke, aneurysm. I just met a little guy. He's 10 years old and he was shot in the head. You know, I mean, there's just so many ways that this can happen and it changes your life.
One listener is asking, what type of treatment did she get?
Meaning me? Yeah. Dr. Jeremy Schmo at Minnesota Functional Neurology, he does a week-long intensive. And, you know, it's all about neuroplasticity and getting your brain. Because when you hurt your brain, it rewires itself. Your brain is quite remarkable. And it rewires itself to work even though part of it is damaged. And so the point is you need to get it going back to that efficient route again. And that's what they do, a week-long intensive, lots of vision exercises and eye coordination and hand coordination. And they just really push you hard to get that neuroplasticity going.
We're talking with Amy Zellmer. She is a TBI activist, traumatic brain injury. We have some calls coming in for her. If you want to talk with her, share your story of TBI to help other listeners, give us a ring, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. One person says there is no recovery from severe TBI. Your thoughts on that? Like when you're saying you're at that 80 to 90%, and yours seemed pretty severe, Amy.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say mine was severe. I mean, it definitely felt severe to me, but there's, you know, there's people who are in comas and have to have craniotomies. You know, it's really interesting. I've seen people with very severe injuries make almost a complete recovery. People like me with more of a mild injury, it takes them years and years and years and they might not recover. So it is, like I said, no two are the same. It's very complex and you can't see the brain. And that's, you know, what makes it so challenging. That's why it's called the invisible injury.
And to that end, let's talk about some of the basic prevention, because this is you could be in sports, but you could also be just walking down your front step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and going back to this coach talking about prevention, and he should have had that chin strap on. And you know, as an adult, we should be leading by example. I see lots of kids on their bikes and skateboards without the chin strap on. Get that chin strap on. That helmet can save your life. Walking on the ice, having yak tracks, keeping your stairway clear of clutter. You know, like how often do you see people put stuff on their steps and they trip over it? Just wearing that helmet, though, for any youth, you know, and adults, too, if you're on your bicycle or if you are on a skateboard or a Segway or a scooter, motorcycle, wearing that helmet, it'll save your life.
All right, this listener, now I have no way of verifying this, but I believe you, listener, says Saturday there was a huge hockey thing at the Roseville Oval. One adult per rink skated with the players. The adults were females, and they were college hockey players and USA players. Not one of them wore a helmet.
Huh.
If that's true, that would be kind of a stamp of negative on there.
Yeah.
The visuals on that.
I just can't quite understand why they would even be doing that. Anytime you're on that ice, like I said, with the Hockey Association, they passed a law so that because coaches used to go out, you know, not during play, but they'd run out there in between a play and they wouldn't have their helmet on. And there used to be like a half a dozen deaths a year because of that. And now it's down to almost none, you know. Unfortunately, we had that one just this weekend. But, you know, just you can hit a groove in the ice like he did, or someone can fall and you know, cut you off and then you fall. Like, there's just so many risks on the ice. It's just not worth it.
What is that one final piece before we say goodbye of advice that you have for people out there? The people are like, no, it's not going to happen to me, Amy.
It can happen to anyone. And it happens so incredibly fast. It happens in literally a split second. It can happen to anyone. And that's my biggest, you know, takeaway. And there are organizations like the Minnesota Brain Injury Alliance out there who have resources to help you. But just really raising that awareness and knowing it can happen to anyone, any age, any time.
And you have some individual resources. How can people find you online, Amy Zellner? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at facesoftbi.com. That's my website. I have a lot of resources. I have a lot of our past radio clips on there and a lot of articles that I've written on HuffPost. So, yeah, a ton of resources.
A lot of things. And is that also a Facebook group? Faces of TBI?
Yes. On Facebook, I have Amy's TBI Tribe. It's a private Facebook group.
Got it. Okay. But you can go in there. I'm sure she'll let you in.
Yep.
Amy Zellner, she is a survivor of traumatic brain injury, as well as now an author and an activist trying to prevent it across the land. Thanks for coming in studio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. The Lindis Construction Time. It's 10:49. Time to learn why Lindis is the top installer of LeafGuard brand gutters in the world. That is a little bit of Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Janet just named to the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So congratulations to her. She definitely has her Minnesota connections.